You're listening to the Muffin Junkie Serves Tunes With Your Tea, British Columbia's grooviest lo-fi music podcast.
Good morning, kiddos. British Columbia's craziest pod host here, the raving loony Jay Daniels. Now, I want all of you who are listening to this morning's podcast to please stop munching away on your multigrain toast, put it down for a minute, and stop slurping those dodgy cups of lukewarm tea. Cut it out and listen up, because I have an announcement that's gonna
psych you out and blow your minds.
You better hold on tight, because today's guest is a freaky-deaky guy that's out of sight. A rock and roll gentleman that is infamous in a great way with the Muffin Junkie listeners. He's here today to talk about an album that he's currently working on with the lovely Dee Claw, singer-songwriter and former front woman of the Persian Claws. And kiddos, if you haven't guessed who it is already, think werewolf.
Oh!
That's right, kiddos. Wild Al Hodgkiss, Scottish garage band legend and frontman of those Wild Scott rock and roll road racing werewolves, Filth Spectre, who played a scorching live set here on the Muffin Junkie only a few months back, and they destroyed the studio.
Sorry about that.
Good morning, Al. Welcome to the Muffin Junkie.
Hey, Jay. It's good to be back on the Muffin Junkie, man. How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land?
Well, I should make you aware of one very important thing before we start your interview. My Aunt May, who is originally from Dundee, Scotland, by the way, has baked some apple cinnamon muffins to enjoy. If you look over there, there's some Earl Grey tea and the finest of Royal Dalton teacups. So why don't you dig in and let me know what you think?
I don't actually drink tea. I'm high on life. But I'll have a little taste. It's not poisoned, is it? I'm not putting anything in this.
You don't have to worry.
Any sort of psychedelics?
No, it's just all nature's goodness. You can trust me, Al. Go ahead and try one.
And find out, I guess. Oh, these muffins are incredibly dry. Could I have a tasty beverage to wash this down with?
Sorry, why don't I just pour you a hot cocoa with marshmallows in it? Let me just get that for you. I'll just...
Listen now.
Aunt May, what are you doing here? I'm in the middle of a podcast with Al Hodgkiss.
Excuse me.
Cut the sound. Cut the sound. Away and enjoy the decadent culinary delights of apple cinnamon muffins. I'm envious. I'm going to gnaw on a piece of cantaloupe, rather sadly, I might add, and have some ice water. Producer Bert Sounder has me on a diet. And just between me and you, it sucks. It's all fruit and water. I'm sure it's good for me, but again, it sucks. Perhaps you could drop a muffin on the floor at different times, and I can scoop it up and take a few quick bites. Chances are I won't even get caught.
Daniels!
Bert, I didn't see you there.
What the hell are those muffins doing on the ground?
Hatchkiss, you're nothing but a bloody enabler.
I do what I want when I want, Bert.
To stop eating, he's on a special diet. Daniels, this is the last warning.
Bert, I was just picking them up to put them in the garbage.
Bull, that's it. My final warning. Start the interview.
Now, as I mentioned in my intro to this morning's podcast, Al, you and Dee are currently working on a brand new album together. Now, before I ask you about this forthcoming album, I plan to unleash a barrage of other questions upon you first.
Fire away, good sir. Do your worst. Let's have it.
I must confess, I am curious, and I know the listeners are too, just how did two garage band legends from two separate continents around the globe get together and put out this incredible, amazing single, which you just released recently?
I've known Miss D. Claw for quite a long time now, maybe about 10 years nearly, and just a normal sort of mutual admiration for each other's music, and then we discovered that we get on with each other real well. She's somewhat of a confidant, and we just like the same stuff. I always really liked her music a whole lot, that's about it. She's just real cool. Real cool girl.
Now, this single which you and Dee have recently released and we've been talking about has two mind-blowing songs on it, LSD and Bluebird. Al, could you say something about these songs that you collaborated on with Dee, and then why don't we hear both of them?
The first song, LSD, Dee, that's Dee, that's just sort of usual sort of thing that falls out of my weird head. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's your crossword puzzle. If you can make out the words, there's some interesting stuff in there and imagery. And Deborah, just her vocals on it are fantastic. Particularly enjoy the reversed part at the end, the bizarro outro. And the second song is a real old folk song by Mr. Townes Van Zandt, who I absolutely adore. That's a song that really speaks to me a lot. I don't know if he wrote it. I think it's public domain. It's so old. It's like a campfire song. So I changed it round and made it mine as much as I could. So dig it, baby.
Thank you.
before we move on to the next question, Al, that I have for you, I want to explain something really quick to the listeners. After I take a swig of tea here, my mouth is absolutely dry, I'm parched. Al referred to Deborah, and maybe your listeners are confused. Now, Deb is Dee Claw. Now, Al has partially revealed her secret identity, and we shall not reveal Dee's last name. Because I know she'd be very coarse with me, and of course, she's part of the rock and roll superhero Justice League, so we don't want to reveal that. So D equals Deborah. Anyways, let's restart the interview here. Boy, this tea is great. Now, for all the conspiracy theorists that are out there this morning listening to this podcast, this single also contains a mysterious and magical mantra on it called Mantra of Concordance, with some rather enigmatic vocals, shall we say, by the lovely Dee Claw. Now I'm sensing some kind of a mind-expanding sigil. Perhaps it is time release to trigger certain responses in the listener's unconscious. I might be overthinking things, Al, but I just have to know. We'll keep it on the down low. Is it like in the movie The Manchurian Candidate, or is it just a bit of musical mischief? You know, innocuous fun.
It's definitely musical mischief. It's definitely a bit of black magic in there. It's more like, if I was going to compare it to a film, it's more like Army of Darkness. So if you say the mantra correctly, it'll ward off evil spirits, but if you say it wrong, it'll attract them. And you'll end up with a chainsaw for a hand, and all sorts of horrible things will happen to you. So use it wisely, my friends. Deborah's coined the genre post-traumatic punk, which I think is really cool. Without getting overly personal, we've been through some rough times. That's kind of what the mantra of concordance is about. It's about togetherness and being buddies, man. It's great. It's fun. You should listen to it. Everyone listen to it. And if you don't like it, that's cool as well.
Now, perhaps you'd put down that book on chaos magic by Grant Morrison for a moment and finish off chewing that delicious apple cinnamon muffin of Aunt May's so that we can talk about this brand new album that you're recording together with Dee. Now, there we go. Just what can the listeners expect in terms of songs that will make up this full-length record that you and Dee will put out?
The gentleman in an Armani suit has just come in the room. He's motioning over to Al. Al, what's going on? Al, what's going on? What's happening during your interview?
I can't actually tell you about the songs because my attorney's present. Dr. Babongo.
Do not talk about the album in any circumstances.
Dr. Babongo, what have you got to say about this?
If Alan talks about the album, he'll breach his copyright.
Oh.
And he'll lose his left pinky.
Right, Dr. Babongo has spoken.
The interview will be over.
Let me see.
This interview's over.
As your attorney, advise you to end the interview as soon as possible.
Dr. Babongo has spoken.
Converse with producer Bert Sounder in a moment.
After careful negotiations between our producer Bert Sounder and Al's attorney, he has consented to allow us to ask Al two questions. Two more final questions about this project with D-Claw. Of course, he's watching, and I have to watch my wording. Let's begin the first of the two legally sanctioned questions by Al's attorney. Al, here's question one. Just when can the listeners expect this album to be finished and out for their listening pleasure?
That's a tough question. I'm not sure. It might take quite some time, depending on how busy Miss Claw is. But yeah, we're working hard at it, and we're talking about it every day. So we'll keep you all posted, and we'll certainly share anything new that we come up with for those of you that care to sort of have an early look. But yeah, not too long. It should be before the end of the year, I would say. And then I'm sure we'll do more after that. I hope so.
Al, you're an amazing live performer. The Muffin Junkie listeners know that. In fact, your live appearance here in the Muffin Junkie studio with Filth Spectre only a few months ago is legendary. People are still talking about it, Al.
Thanks, everybody.
It was absolutely wild. Now, since we're on the topic of live performances, will you and Dee be going out on the road once you finish the new album? And will you be playing a series of gigs to showcase all these new songs that you've written together?
Sadly, that's probably a logistic impossibility. I've never actually met her, sadly. Oh, it's so sad. She looks up at the same night sky as I do, and we often wonder, where is he? Where is she? Yeah, she's coming here in September with her fella and his band. Probably shouldn't have announced that on the radio publicly in case we get any bizarro stalkers.
Now that I've met all the legal requirements with Elle's attorney, I, of course, am a huge fan of Dee's music, both her current projects with Al Hotchkiss and her current work with the Bordellos. I also am a huge fan of her past work with the Persian Claws, as I know that Al is, and all the listeners out there are today as well. I couldn't let the opportunity pass here today without asking Al about the Persian Claws, and then maybe I'll play a couple Persian Claws songs for the listeners. Now, Dee, of course, was in the Persian Claws. Maybe you could talk about your first memories of hearing that album, the Persian Claws. I, in fact, just love the songs on it. My favorites are You're Gonna Leave and Vitamin D. What was your experience when you first heard it, Al? And perhaps you'd say anything that comes to mind when you think of the Persian Claws.
God, where to start? They've got a lot of music. They had really cool stage presence, particularly D. Like really cool outfits and stuff. She's better moves than Jagger. And everyone's naughty. You rock. Vitamin D is amazing. I think that's a bonus song from a record release. That's a great song. Clever Way to Crawl, that's my favourite one. That's a really cool song. I don't know much about the rest of the band, unfortunately. I never got a chance to really talk to those guys. The guy that plays guitar, I think his name's Billy. He plays like really surfy kind of tone, which everyone knows who knows me, that's my thing. So I think that's why I like that song the best. It's really cool. Oh my stars, you're down so low. Bow, 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 bow.
Now, kiddos, you're going to hear three amazing tracks by the Persian Claws. Vitamin D, Clever Way to Crawl, and You're Gonna Leave. And I wanted to thank D-Claw for granting her permission for the Muffin Junkie to play the Persian Claws songs. I also want to thank Musica, Para Locos Records, and I want to thank Bill, Kirk, Jeremy, and Adam, also from the Persian Claws, before I play these tracks. All right, let's get to them right now.
Yeah.
Besides being in Filth, Spectre, and being the front man in that totally wild, wild grunge band, and of course working with Dee, as we've talked about today, you're also involved in some other pretty incredible musical projects. I'm going to put the names of those projects out there and have you say something about them. Al, what can you say about the Shooting Daggers EP featuring Wild Al Hodgkiss and the Ouroboros? And then perhaps you'd comment on Rise of the Echo Drone with Al Hodgkiss, Way Down in the Hole.
Rise of the Echo Drone, I'll start with that. I'm sure a lot of the listeners know Helicon. They're like a real fantastic, crazy, psychedelic jam band. They've got a sitar player and stuff, and they're real nice people, real cool guys. Gary Helicon, he's one of my best friends. He's a great guy. I love his wife as well. They're just real nice people and they make real good music, so I just approached them and asked them if they'd like to do something together. And the funny thing is, we never actually done it in the same room. It was like done over emails and stuff, even though we live like really close to each other and grew up in the same suburb. But I thought it came out fantastic, and I think we'll probably do some more as well. And with the Shooting Daggers EP, I wanted to kind of do something a bit more rootsy again, still keeping the sort of garage punk aesthetic, but just kind of go back to where I started. I've been listening to a lot of Hank Williams and crying into pints of beer, so I think that's probably where it came from.
And well, Al takes a break for a moment and quenches his thirst with some more hot cocoa with marshmallows. I'm going to play a track from Rise of the Echo Drone with Al Hodgkiss. The track is called Way Down in the Hole, and then from the Shooting Daggers EP, Wild Al Hodgkiss and the Ouroboros, featuring Al and Simon McKeag. You're going to hear Shooting Daggers, the title track, and Precious One.
I got a demon.
Recently, I've come across a track of yours which I've been grooving to, and it's been in heavy rotation in my mind. I'm talking about the track you did with Scottish garage band legends, The Primevals. The track is called Wild Man, and it's aptly named because you are a wild man, Al Hotchkiss. I've just got to say it. As if the listeners didn't know that already. Wild in a good way. Wild. Wild with a capital W. Oh. Al, maybe you could talk about this track with The Primevals. Careful, you'll spill your hot chocolate, Al.
The track with The Primevals, well, it was a high alerts rehearsal, and I've always wanted to do a cover of that song. It's an old, real old song from 1966 by a band called The Tamarons. And it's on the infamous Back from the Grave compilation. And it's just brilliant. It's also got the Twilight Zone riff in it, so that's always good.
Yeah.
on, folks. Wild Al Hotchkiss has just taken a bite out of Aunt May's apple cinnamon muffins without even putting butter on them. Further evidence that he is the undisputed savage, wild king of garage band rock and roll. Now, your collaboration with the Primevals didn't end with just one track, Al. You're currently working with them in the High Alerts, and you describe it as a bulking behemoth of a two-headed beast comprised of members from the Primevals, Filth, Spectre, and Wild Al Hotchkiss and Los Tentacles. Maybe you could tell the listeners right now about this amazing collaboration you're in with the Primevals called the High Alerts.
Michael's was really, really big on our band, Los Tentacles, and we sort of met him just through, he came to our shows and he came up to us afterwards and we got to talking. He's lived a very interesting life, and he's played with people like Captain Beefheart and stuff like that, you know, so, and he's a legend, you know, he's a living legend. He maybe doesn't get as much respect on his home turf as he should. I think so, anyway. I don't think they do, but people love them in Europe. They've got like a fervent fan base in Europe, so he approached us really to just do something, and I was absolutely over the moon to do it. He's like my rock and roll dad, Michael Rooney. He looks after me. If for some reason he believes in me, I don't know why. I can't possibly think why anyone would.
Now we're going to hear a track called Codeine, performed by members of the Primevals and Nell Hotchkiss. And I wanted to give a shout out to Michael Rooney, Martin Roger, Tom Rafferty, Addie Gillespie, and Paul Bridges from the Primevals. All right, let's hear Codeine.
I was dead.
before we conclude this morning's interview, I know that you're a fan of the macabre and the supernatural. So I'm going to do something fun and groovy. I'm going to throw some names out at you of actors and characters and films that are of the horror genre. And you can respond with the first things that come to your mind. El, give me a howl when you're ready to start. Boris Karloff.
Greatest actor of his time. Complete legend.
Lily Munster.
Woman of my dreams, I wish you were mine.
The House That Dripped Blood.
That's a terrible mess. Someone clean it up. Stop it and tidy up.
Barnabas Collins.
That's just a cool name. Barnabas Collins. Someone pass the opium. Good day.
Christopher Lee.
Smells of pee. No, I'm only kidding. King of the Vampires.
Night of a Thousand Cats.
That's far too many cats. Someone call animal control.
Lon Chaney Jr.
Genius. Transformation man.
Well, I want to thank you for being the special guest on this morning's Muffin Junkie. And in honor of that, I'm going to give you this right now. It's two model kits, vintage Aurora model kits, in fact. One is of the Creature from the Black Lagoon, and the other is the Wolfman. I know Shouting Thomas, if he's listening out there, will be envious, but Al, what could I say? I mean, I'd shake your hand, but I don't want to break the circle of salt that I've got around you, just in case there was a full moon and you should morph into a werewolf.
First off, Shouting Thomas Tarman envies no man. He waits for no man, nor beast. He will wait for Tanya, though, because he's a good boy, really. And sodium chloride will not protect you from either of us.
I want to thank you and Howling Moon Records for allowing me to play all of your great music here today on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, man. It's always a pleasure. Mr. J. Daniels and Mad Daddy, I hope to be back someday soon.
Perhaps you'd lead us out of today's podcast with another one of your great, great songs.
I'll let you pick a song because I trust you. So you can have a, you can pick and I hope everybody likes it a whole lot.
All right, Al, then I'm going to pick When Up Is Down from Howling Moon Records Sampler Volume Number 1. Let that take us out. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Which way you looking, brother?